If we can go back to the International Conference on Population and Development in 1994, all governments agreed that it was very important from a human rights perspective that women, men, couples have the right to choose how many children they wish. And I think that's now been recognized as a fundamental human principle. And the importance now is to ensure that people can exercise that right and have access to family planning, education, and services.
Family planning is directly related to women being pregnant. And we know from UNFPA statistics that roughly 800 women a day die each year. Explain the relationship between not having access to family planning and these deaths.
We believe now that somewhere between a third and half of all maternal deaths can be avoided if women have access to modern family planning methods. It goes to say that if you have fewer pregnancies, you're exposed less to the risk of death for each pregnancy. And also, if you have too many pregnancies, or if the pregnancies are too close or occur when you're an adolescent, then your risk at each pregnancy increases. So family planning is one of the most effective and cost-effective ways of reducing maternal mortality.
One of the ways that the world is doing more is by holding this London summit today on World Population Day. Exactly what will this summit hope to achieve?
This summit is really to look at what is needed to take programs to scale by ensuring that access is provided to an additional 120 million women or so by 2020. So it's really about commitment from all parties concerned. It's about financing, obviously, to try and muster the financial resources to have the adequate resources to scale up the programs in countries in greatest needs, and that is in West Africa, in the rest of Sub-Saharan Africa, and also in South Asia and Southeast Asia. So we have a summit which should bring us some good news, we hope, and we look forward to results from this summit and to the hard work that needs to be accelerated in a way to be able to serve the women in the least developed countries.
You spoke about scaling up in order to meet goals by 2020, but there's also this Millennium Development Goal of 2015 that's also just around the corner. How are we doing there?
Well, in terms of maternal mortality, maternal deaths have been reduced by approximately half since 1990. The goal for 2015 is a reduction by three quarters, and we're already at half. But the progress has been unequal, and some countries, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, have not had the progress that we would have liked to see. On the other hand, other countries have progressed quite well, even those which were very, very poor until recently and are still poor, such as Ethiopia. So we know that when countries such as Ethiopia or Rwanda or others muster the political commitment, ensure strong governance of their health system and strong leadership of the health services and manage the services and provide services in every community in a friendly way, in a professional way, and relatively free of charge, that there is a rapid uptake of services. So we know it's possible to make rapid progress if there is the right political commitment, financing, and strengthened service delivery, and community engagement with the local leaders and religious leaders.
Earlier you mentioned how access to family planning by all people, not just women, is a basic right. And there's also some controversy around the issue of family planning. How do we overcome this?
All countries, first of all, at the International Conference on Population and Development in 1994, agreed to the importance of universal access to reproductive health. So this is not a new concept. I think what's important is that each woman, each man, each couple can make a choice as to how many children they wish. And I think fundamentally, if there is equality between men and women, if girls and boys are given an opportunity to go to school, not just primary school, we've made real progress in that, but also in secondary school, so that all girls and boys complete secondary schools and are therefore equipped to make the right life choices, then each of these individuals, each of these 7 billion people on Earth, can then make the appropriate choices that are their own right, if you want, to do. And then they'll make their own decisions. I think it's all about ensuring access to information, access to services, and enabling individuals to plan their future, to plan their life.
Having that information, that education, of course, is crucial. Yes.
Absolutely crucial.